Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, and every single Friday, the last interview that we do, the last bit of information that we leave you with, is none other than .com, by the way, is Cheryl Tessier.
Yay!
It is Friday. The Friday Party Girl is here.
It is Friday. Yes. And we've been here for like almost 3 years now. Can you believe
Isn't
that?
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. I was just thinking about that. Wow. So
every
much to
Friday,
do. Every Friday.
For 3 years you've been with us. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Craziness. Well, it's always good
but
stuff.
But it's always great to have you. You know, you always bring such interesting things.
That's right. Interesting. Interesting is the key.
Stuff that I may
That's
not
right.
go to, but
That's
okay.
right. Well, yeah, everybody has different tastes, so we have to have something for everyone,
right? That's right.
Well, first
and
of
what
all,
do we got going?
We've got some interesting things. Like in Valley Junction tonight is Fall Gallery Night.
Tonight in Valley Junction?
Yes, right now. 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. An evening of art. 5 to 9. New artwork by regional and national and international artists from all over the place. Art right here in Valley Junction. Art from everywhere.
International.
International.
Folks from Canada.
That's right. And it's free and open to the public. Just head down to Valley Junction.
From now until when?
9 p.m. So you've got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yep, plenty of time to go check out some art. And also just stop into some shops because Valley Junction is a great place to be. The weather is great for fall shopping, and Valley Junction just seems like the place to be tonight.
All right. Valley Junction tonight till 9 o'clock. Go see art.
Yes.
And you can even eat there if you want to.
You can even eat there. Yeah, you get G-Migs. You got Cooper's on 5th. You get some great restaurants down there, the tavern. I mean, you can lots of dining options as well.
Very nice.
Love Valley Junction. This one, I'm assuming that you might be at the Iowa Wild opening.
That's right, tonight.
That is tonight.
As a matter of fact, the time is ticking away, and I and the crew shall be there this evening cheering on the Iowa Wild. I got to get Todd Fredrickson on the air. You know, Todd's the president of the Iowa Wild. And
yeah.
Notice that I have my hockey jersey on.
That's right. You sure do. You sure do.
There you go.
That's right. Children under 2 need no ticket, so bring the whole family out and watch some hockey tonight.
Hockey tonight, Wells Fargo Arena.
Yes.
Puck drops, what, 7:05?
Yes, 7:05, okay. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Close enough. Be there before
It'll
then,
be
anyway.
Fun.
That's right.
This is, I'm trying to remember now, I think this is the fifth season I've had tickets.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Always
I mean,
a good time.
I keep hoping and wishing and praying that the AHL will do well here in Des Moines.
That's right. Well, it's also $2 beer night, so how can you go wrong?
Well, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. They are a little smaller.
Are
I will
they?
Tell you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is $2 a pop. And
Why not?
The Wild.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, this is something different. This one is over at the Last Laugh Comedy Theater. So the Improv Comedy Theater over there in West Des Moines on 25th Street, kind of right off 22nd Street. This is also tonight at 9:30. So you have plenty of time to do all these other things and then head over to the Last Laugh Comedy Theater for The Bride of Frankenstein. It's not Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein. Frankenstein Comedy Show.
Oh, really?
Yes. Kitten Bomb presents The Bride of Frankenstein. Comedy show tonight at 9:30. Only $5 for the show.
And that's over on 25th Street.
Yes.
And you know, if you go over, it's in West Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go over by Village Inn over there.
Or Petria.
The pier,
Yeah.
And then just turn and go south on 25th Street. It's right there.
Where the old Billy Joe's, that's what used to be
there. I think
there.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think on Sundays there's a church there.
Could be.
I wouldn't
be surprised. But what's going to be there today
is the Bride of Frankenstein.
The Bride of Frankenstein comedy show.
Tonight.
That's right. That sounds interesting. Only $5. You can't go wrong. Go and have a good time. It sounds like it's going to be funny.
Yay.
How could that not be funny?
The
right?
Bride of Frankenstein.
All right. Here's a new event. This is the Wine, Witches, and Brews event in Indianola in the square.
When?
Right in the square. Tonight.
Really?
From 5:30 to 8:30. So right now, just take the highway south, $10 for tickets. You must be 21. And they're going to have a bewitching shopping event as local businesses team up with wineries, distilleries, and breweries to bring you wine, witches, and brews tonight
wine,
in Indianola.
Wine, witches, and brews
That's
in
right.
Indianola. Is that on the square you said?
Right on the square. Mm-hmm. Right, just so show up in Indianola. You'll know where to go. And you'll see wine, witches, and brews. Mm-hmm. But you have to be 21. Yeah, that sounds fun to me. Trick
or
treat
bags. So for those of you
on
the south side of Des Moines or in Indianola.
That's right.
Go.
Go. Yes, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the south side of Des Moines. That's true. Here's a good one. And this is all week long. Clive Restaurant Week.
You know, I saw something about
this. That's right.
So the folks in Clive are celebrating like their own restaurant week.
That's right. So they're just going to be featuring all of the local restaurants in Clive, such as Five Burrows Bagels. That's a new one. That's right.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's right in the plaza with a club car. So
you have
the club car, you've got Five Burrows Bagels, you get 515 Brewing, Nick's Bar and Grill, The Other Place, Trostel's Dish, and much more. All of the restaurants in Clive are participating, and you go show up, and they'll have some deals for you, and they have a contest going on, and you visit some of them, and you can enter for some drawings, and sounds like a fun thing to do.
Clive.
Just in Clive, Restaurant Week.
Good.
Yeah, try some new restaurants, like for Five Burrows Bagels that Michael didn't even know about
bagels.
Yet.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah, they do some good, they have some interesting cream cheeses, like chocolate cream cheese.
Really?
And, yeah, jalapeno
so
bacon.
You've been, apparently.
Oh, of course I've been,
okay,
yes.
Right.
Look for that on the blog coming up.
Right.
That's right. Here's one I'm sure you'll be doing this week. The Principal Financial 5K in Des Moines Marathon.
No.
Well, maybe next year. You're going to start training
next
year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. When is that? Tomorrow?
Well, let's see. October 15th. So tomorrow morning from 8 to 11 is the Principal Financial Group 5K road race. So if you're just doing the 5K, that one's tomorrow. The IMT Des Moines Marathon is Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. because it takes a lot longer to do a marathon.
It takes a lot longer to do a marathon. So, it's longer than 5K.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So look out for events going on
around that.
Can you walk
the 5K, I wonder?
You can absolutely walk the 5K.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I might go.
You can. Yeah. It's fun stuff. Or just cheer on the 5Kers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ring a bell.
There you go. Well, that's right on Grand Avenue in Des Moines and, you know, right in the center of the city. Watch runners run their way through and, you know, get their best personal times after training for months and months.
I wonder if Zach Bales-Henry is running in that.
Mm.
You know, Zach is a realtor here in town.
Sure.
And Zach has suddenly taken up marathon running.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his dad and stepmom are big fitness fanatics, too.
Yeah.
So
you'd
guess. So, yeah, stuff.
Lots of running
to be had.
Running
this
around
weekend.
In Des Moines tomorrow.
Okay. There's, of course, going to be a Halloween event because we're getting close
Halloween.
Yeah. Ledges State Park is having their trick-or-treat night tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. What better place to have a trick-or-treating event than Ledges State Park? Yeah, get some extra use out of this year's Halloween costume. Come to the campground for a trick or treat event. Anyone can come. No need to have a campsite. And they're going to do candy and site decoration things. And if you want to start, I don't know. I'd be scared in campsite trick or treating. No, I'm sure it's family friendly. But that sounds like a fun thing to
Ledges.
Do if you're wanting an extra trick or treating night. You know, if Beggar's Night isn't enough for you and you want some more trick or treating, more candy, head out to Ledges for their trick or treat night.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. The Iowa Event Center is having their job fair on Monday, October 17th.
Really?
Yeah, 9 to 11 and 4 to 6 p.m. If you want to work at the Iowa Event Center, they've got lots of open positions from, you know, setup and tear down, event services, food and beverage. If you want to work at the Iowa Event Center, you want to show up there on Monday from 9 to 11 or 4 to 6, and they're going to have open interviews.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. $3 traditional Moscow mules at Gilroy's. Have you been to Gilroy's?
Gilroy's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to Gilroy's.
Yeah, well, they've got some great happy hour specials and things like that. But what they're doing...
When is this?
On Tuesdays and Fridays. This is a reoccurring one. Tuesdays and Fridays from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. So pretty much any time after 6, you're going to get $3 Moscow mules at Gilroy's.
Yeah, I always kind of think of Moscow Mules as a summertime drink.
No. You know, the copper mug and cozy.
Oh,
yeah, I can all year long for the
Tuesdays
Moscow Mules.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesdays
and Fridays after 6 p.m., $3 Moscow Mules. Here's one for Wednesday night. Two Friends, One Stove.
Our friend David Baruthio. That's and Chef right. Michael Leo.
That's right. October 19th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This week they'll be doing it at Baru. They kind of go back and forth right. having these great meals. They team up and they put their heads together and come up with some amazing three-course meals. This one is going to be $38 for three courses. That's a great price. I mean, $38 for three courses with two of the most amazing chefs in town. That's going to be an event. Check that out. Go to www.baru66.com, baru66.com, to find out more information about Two Friends, One Stove.
Two Friends, One Stove. I think you can also go to opentable.com and make your reservation.
Make your reservation there. Yep.
Chef David and Chef Michael.
Fun All stuff. Right. Good food.
Wednesday night.
And then here's one more for next week. This is the annual event that the Blank Park Zoo hosts every year, the Night Eyes at the Blank Park
Zoo. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you know, you just have to do this. I mean, every family with little kids, once in the little kids' lives, have to just dress up, go to the zoo, and trick-or-treat around the zoo.
Night Eyes.
Yeah. So this is October 20th. So this starts on Thursday. So it's next weekend and the week after. It's Night Eyes in October at the Blank Park Zoo. Just trick-or-treat around the zoo, see some animals. Night Eyes.
Work and play.
That's
All
right.
All kinds of things.
All kinds.
Jobs at the Iowa Event Center.
I've got a job for you. I've got things for you to
do.
What more
Night
could
Eyes,
you want?
French food.
That's right.
I mean, we got it all.
We've got it all.
Oh,
Moscow
wow.
mules. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's all right there.
It's all right there.
Cheryl Tessier is with eatplaylovedesmoines.com. We will, of course, have links to her website on this podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us all week long. We certainly do appreciate it. For all the staff here at Insight on Business of the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour is none other than our good friend Jimmy Olson. The program director is Pat Wood. The person that is our liaison, the person that kind of runs interference between Insight Advertising and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, produced, and conducted by our friend James Goodland. You want some great music for your business? Get in touch with us. We'll hook you up with James. All right. For our good friend from Felix and Oscar, as well as eatplaylovedesmoines.com, Cheryl Tessier, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend, would you please? God willing, we will be back here Monday at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.